I'd like to welcome everyone to today's call. This is Craig Randall. We have Tim Ozog, who's a producer with Advisor World Leads, with the Internet Leads. He's going to be talking briefly, too. What I want to do is introduce Kaz Pina, who's one of the principals of the Internet Lead Company, so we can kind of tell you how you can answer or how you can ask questions and give us a little brief history on the Internet Lead program. So, Kaz, why don't you pick it up from there, and then we'll just see where we go.
Sounds good. Hi, everyone. My name is Kaz, and if you have any questions for Tim, by the way, Tim's actually on his cell phone. He wasn't able to be in front of a computer today. But if you do have any questions, feel free to use the chat window in your toolbar. You'll see a little chat window, I believe, on the right-hand side of your window if you're logged in online. If you're on the cell phone, by all means, you can just simply submit a question after the presentation. But in the chat window, just put in where you're located, and we'll know that you can see it and you can use it. So once again, my name's Kaz. I'm actually VP Operations here at Advisor World. And Tim, our special guest today, he's been on the program since November of last year. We've worked together for quite some time, and he's had a lot of success since then. As far as the leads themselves, we can certainly address your questions after the presentation. I just want to make this very quick because of the fact that Tim actually has an appointment very shortly. But basically, with our leads, if I can give you a 30,000-foot level view, the leads are all captured through inbound marketing, so we're not out there with any gimmicks or surveys. So it's all inbound. Basically, there's two channels, one through SEO or search engine optimization. The other channel is through paid advertisements, and we do partner with some big hitters like Google, AOL, and Yahoo to make sure our ads are visible on thousands of websites. And after the lead actually, or the prospect clicks on the ad, they're funneled through a whole process where they fill out a form, and our qualifiers are quick to call them back within a few minutes just to basically obtain three objectives, really. Is one, to make sure that the information is valid, they're confirming the information that was given. Secondly, they want to make sure that the money is there and it's liquid. And then thirdly, make sure that they understand that a local agent, or some qualifiers like to call them as nudie specialists, will be in contact with them after the phone call. So those are basically the three objectives of the phone call. And then lastly, the leads are exclusive, so you don't have to worry about competing versus three or four or five different agents. That's one lead, and that lead is brought to you, and that's your lead. So that's the whole process in a nutshell there, Craig. If you do have any questions, feel free to use the chat window and submit your questions, and I'll address them as
I go by. Kaz, before we bring Tim on, can you talk about how you screen out leads a little bit, just briefly?
Sure.
You have lots of lead programs, and some leads are better than others, but if they're screened, if they're pre-qualified and screened, it makes them even better.
Exactly, and we're very stringent, actually. We do operate with a lot of integrity here, and that's why we've got an enduring business solution to agents across the U.S. And our coverage is fairly saturated, so we're looking for some agents in key areas right now. But with the process, we ask between 10 and 15 questions. We do ask open questions, open-ended questions. The one that that the qualifiers are required to ask is what they're looking to accomplish by buying an annuity, why they buy an annuity. Those are the questions that we ask the prospect. So again, we're asking questions to make sure that we know where the money is, if the money's in a 401k, whether or not they're currently employed, what the situation is. If it's in, for example, a CD or another annuity, we want to know when those are coming due. So we're asking all the questions. And with that, with all those questions that are being asked, we make sure that the notes are very comprehensive. So when you get a lead, then we can send you a sample lead as well. You'll see that we indicate everything that you would need to know to actually not only provide them with quotes, but also to understand what their pain points are, because we do capture information like they're not happy with the current agent and things like that. Does that make sense, Craig?
Yes, it does. Perfect. Thanks.
Okay, so let me jump over to Tim Ozog. Like I mentioned before, he started actually last year. He's located out of Seattle. He started off with a smaller territory in Seattle when he first started, and now covers all of Washington, so he definitely loves our leads. During that time, he's actually bought over 125 leads and started with a budget of 10 leads per month, and now is buying 20 leads per month. So again, without any further ado, let me welcome you to Tim. Tim, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning or afternoon, wherever everybody is.
Great. So let me ask you, how did you come about working with us? What brought you to us?
Through the Randall Marketing Group. Clyde and Craig suggested this might be something to try. And I had been a seminar guy for a number of years in the Seattle area. The seminars were just not producing in their diminishing numbers at all times. So I was ready to try anything, and I've been very pleased with this.
Okay, great. And how would you compare a seminar lead to one of our leads? I'm sure there's a few agents here that do a lot of seminars, and so they'd love to hear what the differences are.
Well, the return, at least for me, okay, in the Seattle area, the return on investment is way different. It's way better with these leads. I also find myself basically working less with the seminars and, going through the whole process of putting on the seminars and then visiting with people in the office and doing that whole routine. This seems to be much quicker, particularly with the people who are actually, you can go through the people who aren't serious pretty quickly and develop a relationship with people because you know they're interested right from the get-go because they submitted something. That seems to be a good lead-in to an appointment.
Okay, great. And, you've bought quite a few leads from us. There's going to be tons of questions that are coming up here, but I think the first question is, how do you work the leads? I mean, it's a very general question here, and you can take it any which way you want, Tim. But, for example, with when you get a lead, what do you do with that lead that we send you?
Well, of course, call them back. Okay, so the first thing I do is send an email to them kind of introducing myself, saying that I got the lead and I got some information and that I will call them back, that I will be calling them back so that I could better service them to find out what their needs are. And then I also give them an invitation to go to my website. So that's just the initial thing. I'm usually probably more than when the lead comes in, I want the email to go out first. And I'll usually call them back the next day, and I'll try to get them. One of the challenges is actually getting people on the phone. So sometimes that's easy, and sometimes that's not so easy. So probably about a third of the people I probably never can reach. And some people I think have more success with that than I do, but that seems to be my numbers. The people I do reach, I have a pretty standard thing. I just introduce myself, my company, and then tell them I'm the local representative of AdvisorWorld.com, the website that they went through to inquire about annuities. And then I kind of pause there for a little bit, and then my next question is always the same. I just say, how can I help you? And then I just shut up. And sometimes they wait a little bit, but then almost all of them I've reached on the phone will start telling me their story, what they're looking for. And they're pretty, they're pretty forthright. They just tell you, hey, I'm retiring and I have this amount of money and I'm looking for some income or whatever their needs are. And some of them are just shopping, just looking for information because they got hooked by an ad. But whatever it is, I let them talk. And from there, I just start asking leading questions and start to get friendly. I can't really tell you, there's no system after that. I'm just kind of playing it by ear, looking for the opportunity to say, I can give you this information, but sometimes it's complicated to do over the phone. And if you can afford an hour with me, whether it's at your home or my office or a place that you feel comfortable in, I'd be glad to offer my hour if you are willing to meet for an hour. And that if I've made a connection on the phone, that usually leads to that hour. That's basically the process.
Okay, great.
You know, one of the things that I've kind of found after coaching a lot of guys using the Internet Lead program is that if you can get them on the phone and you get the conversation to the 20 to 30 minute level, you're in pretty good shape there, right?
Yeah, I would say that. You know, if you've got 20 minutes, you've made a connection. You know, they're already offering quite a bit of information about themselves or family, whatever, you know, there, but 20 minutes is, boy, if you can get the conversation to go 20 minutes, that's a pretty good indicator you're going to get an appointment.
Yeah, now, are you using the binder too, putting together a binder for them, personalized binder?
No, I don't do that. I know that guy in your neck of the woods over there, Craig, does that, but I just kind of hold it open. I just meet with them the first time, and when I first get there, I just say, you know, I'm here to find out what you're trying to accomplish and learn something about you. And, you know, because the, you know, I have a securities license and whatever, as I come here kind of with an open mind, you know. You inquired about annuities, but annuities are just part of the, you know, part of what I do. What I'm doing here is trying to find a way to basically serve your needs. And that could go a lot of different directions, but I got to get to know you and understand your situation and goals first.
Yeah. Now, one of the things about lead programs is we've all bought or purchased lists before, been tempted to purchase a list and things like that. And usually when you do that, you know, you're just wasting money. But with these leads, these are pre-qualified. They have already been slightly profiled anyway. At least we get information about their profile. You know, I kind of know what our group average is, but what's been your average size piece of business? Has it been 50,000 or 200,000 or?
The actual people I've done business with?
Yeah, the average case size.
200. Probably 200 grand.
The ones I hit
are usually pretty big. Smallest one I've done is 50. The largest one was 400.
Okay, and that's essentially just the first piece of business. Do you think there's more to come down the road?
Yeah, they all have more money. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so you're just kind of starting a relationship.
Yeah. I mean, I know I will do more business with almost all of them. Because I'll just start seeing them down now. You know, I'll put them on my regular review list, which would be probably 3 or 4 months. But 4 months down the line, probably after the first time we do business.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned, too, that you're kind of busier working the leads, but you're not as busy as you used to be when you were doing seminars, and yet I think you're probably making more money now.
I am.
Yeah. So how good is that?
Well, that's good.
It seems like a win-win to me.
I like it.
Yeah. Seems to work well.
The only thing I have to do sometimes that I don't seem to be very good at is some of these people want to get called in the evenings.
Uh-huh.
And kind of when I get home, I'm 66 years old, so, you know, I'm more interested in my glass of wine and a good supper than calling people at night. But, whatever.
That's your choice.
Yeah.
And that's something important. Yeah, and this is something important, guys, just so that people out there know, is that we capture as much information as possible on that lead. So basically, we tell you the best time to call these individuals. We're asking them, when can the agent call you? So if you can call between the window they've given us, that's the best time to call them, and that just shows that you've heard their concerns and are willing to accommodate their schedule.
Yeah, I always do that. I'm trying to do that. When I say that, I will always make the first couple calls, but sometimes these people take, you know, half a dozen times the call or more to reach them. You know, so you have to be pretty diligent about making your phone calls every day.
Oh, for sure.
And it's again the evening ones that I seem to be less diligent. I always call them, you know, a number of times. They're the ones that I'm a little lax on.
That's what I hear from other agents. Not a bunch, but the other agents have mentioned the fact that they're very difficult to get a hold of. I tell all the agents that these people aren't your typical retired individuals, right? I mean, you probably agree with me that the majority are white collar workers. Is that correct? Would you
yes.
categorize them as white collar workers, not fully retired, maybe partially retired. They're active individuals, high quality elites. As you mentioned, the average premium is $200,000. What you're saying there, I can tell across the U.S. it's between $200,000 and $250,000, the average premium of our qualified leads. And so you're basically right on the nose when it comes to working the leads. And as far as ROI, I don't think we've ever talked about ROI. Are you what's your ROI in the program? You've got 129 leads exactly up until now. You know, that's quite a bit of change there. What would you say your ROI
is? At first it wasn't very high. I'm getting better. I'd say probably 6 or 7 times my ROI.
Okay, correct. Yeah, the average. Yeah, we're finding. I can only use averages, unfortunately, guys. But yeah, the average ROI is between 400% and 600% on our program. So you're running at 700%, which is actually above the norm. So that's great to hear, for sure.
Yeah, I'm certainly am doing better now than I did at first. You know, I got real excited at first, but it seemed like it was too easy, you know. And also, it takes some time to develop these leads. These people are, I find a lot of people will be looking at annuity solutions or retirement income solutions, 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months before they're retiring. So, you know, you've got to stay in contact, because I'm finding that's my best. The goal for people to actually get to a buy position, it's because they've actually retired and now they're rolling over 401ks or whatever to get into an income mode. So that takes a little time to do, and you really have to stay, diligent on that.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I can tell you from talking to other agents across the U.S. that there is a sales cycle with our leads. You'll occasionally close one on your first appointment. Agents have done it. Agents have closed their first lead. But what I've come across is that it's usually about a 2 month or 2 to 3 month sort of cycle. Is that what you're experiencing right now?
Yeah, I would never close anything on the first thing. I don't attempt to do that at all. I don't leave anybody with that. My goal at first is just find out what they're. You know, I've learned this from Craig. You know, the mistakes I've made are being too fast. So the first thing I want to do is just talk with them about what they're trying to accomplish. And we might talk a little bit about investments that first time. But I'm telling them, I'm leaving them with, okay, I've got some information. Let me go down. Let me work on it a little bit and see what I can come up with. And when I come back, I'll show you some alternatives and we'll talk about how we might implement what I think your goals are.
Okay. You know what? When I've talked to other agents and asked them, you know, what specific sales skill set is the most important to be successful in the program, a lot of them are saying just be able to listen. Others are saying to be quite knowledgeable in your products. What would you say the most important skill set is to be successful with our leads?
I would say just listening. I mean, listening and being, you can somehow come across in a trustworthy way. You know, I'm not a very hard sell guy. So just being able to connect, I'm kind of a human in some kind of human way. And remember, these guys, you're walking in cold. They haven't, it's different than seminar where they've actually,
senior,
signed up to visit you. You know, these people, you're coming in cold, you know, so that's being able to come in and be personable and not pushy, probably, but I would think my best talent is, if I have one.
And that's consistent with all our other top producers. Yeah, that's consistent with all our top producers, because I can tell you with all our top producers, they're telling me if you're talking more than 50% of the time, there's a problem. You should be listening more than 50% of the time while you're talking to these leads. And you should never, never be forceful or aggressive. We're dealing with usually sophisticated investors in general. and who think they sort of know what they're looking for, and you have to coax them into or educate them on the different alternatives and the different products. So really, guys with an educational perspective approach tend to have more success than the guys who are closers. But this is what I've seen across the U.S.
Yeah, in fact, Tim, I remember when you started Vice World Leads, we talked quite a bit about the cases as you were kind of getting your feet wet. And it wasn't too long. In fact, we kind of already knew it, that these people, you know, they simply, if you try to sell them, it's just not going to work. You know, if you educate them and you become their advocate out there in the annuity world, because it's certainly an annuity lead, then you're kind of the trusted advisor. And, you know, I think it was probably helpful as we go through these cases. I mean, there's been people that have done advisory leads and haven't closed anything for 6 months. Eventually, they got traction. But you got traction pretty fast because we already had a lot of experience there, and we're able to pass that along to you as we talked about the cases. Did you find that helpful? Because now we don't talk about cases very often. We still do once in a while. But you kind of have, you've got it now. But was it helpful in the beginning to be able to have someone to bounce stuff off of and say, what am I doing here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I come from this business, you know, probably in the last 8, 9, 10 years, and kind of grew up under your tutelage, Craig. So, you know, I kind of used your system, and it appealed to me very quickly as being, I don't know, humanistic, and again, the trusted advisor is what I wanted to be rather than a salesman. And since I get into sales mode, I get mad at myself.
Yeah, try to go too fast. That's what always happens. You just try to move the ball too fast down the court, and it just doesn't work.
Yeah. No, but, you know, I've learned from you in that the slower you go, the better. If you can have them make, you know, if you can have them make the decision as opposed to being sold, that's where I want to be.
Excellent. Hey, Cos, I don't know. Have we seen any questions come up yet for Tim? I don't know if we've seen them.
I'm not sure if the audience is aware. I mean, we started, and I think people sort of trickled in after we started the conversation.
Okay.
But if any of the attendees want to ask Tim or myself or Craig a question, feel free to do so. In your toolbar, you have access to either a question or a chat window, and you can use either or to send a question to all of us or just to myself or anyone. So feel free to do so. Other questions that will come up here, Tim, I know you have a big, big territory. There's probably some people wondering here, how the heck do you work a lead that's really far away from Seattle? Is there any strategies that you want to share with the audience on how to work the lead? Because you're not alone, right?
The reason why I took the state was because in just the Seattle area, I wasn't getting the 20 that I wanted. And
of course,
I think that was because there were a few more people that were, I'm not sure it causes your part of your business, but you know, you told me that the best way to assure me to get 20 leads a month was to take the state.
Yeah.
And I did. So most of them are in the greater, I would call greater Seattle area, so I don't really have a problem with that. But it's like today I'm on the road because there's a potential client that was down in Vancouver, Washington, which is almost 3 hours away. It's almost in Portland from Seattle. But I qualified him well. And the ones that are a ways away, I spend some time on the phone. And if I can, you know, if I sense that a guy's not going to be a very good prospect and is a long way away, I'll handle some other. I'll send him information on the internet or whatever. But and as a matter of fact, I haven't been real successful with when I have traveled very far away, because I think the people see that I'm a Seattle guy, and I've traveled, you know, 3 or 4 hours to get to them, and they're kind of wondering why I'm doing that, you know, and they have somebody that's probably local. So, you know, I take the whole state, but I don't have to travel all that much, and probably more likely I'm within an hour or so of Seattle. It's probably 90% of the actual visits I have are within an hour of my office.
Are you doing the webinars first before you? In other words, are you qualifying them before you go out? Especially,
I'm not doing a webinar. I'm just talking to them. I'm just talking. I can tell by. I don't have to do a big webinar thing. I mean, okay. I can talk to them on the phone. You know, if they're the hardest thing to make them understand is a fixed indexed annuity with a guaranteed income rider. I mean, if they're looking for, you know, the kind of, you know, so I draw lots of word pictures, and if I can see that that's something that, you know, is appealing to them, then I'll go from there. But the rest is, again, listening on the phone. I'm not giving that much information on the phone about the products. I'm just talking about what they're trying to accomplish. You know, what is it? You know, how much do you think they might need a supplemental income? You know, what are their plans for retirement? I'm kind of more at that level.
Yeah, just as a side note here, I mean, we have lots of agents that work multiple states. We have a guy doing two states, another guy doing four states, spending, you know, $12,000 here and there. And questions have come up actually right now regarding lead costs, areas available. I mean, these are all questions that Rhino Marketing Group can answer as well as us. But as far as territories, I mean, what I've heard from other agents working larger territories is that, especially when there's a lot of volume involved, that it doesn't pay to drive. Just and with these leads, they all have computers. They all can utilize and surf the web. They love webinars, and a lot of guys do webinars as their first appointment. So they're not driving so far just to meet up with them and then have to go back for a second appointment and go back for a third appointment. So that when they go out to see them, it's just to get the application signed. Just as a side note on how guys do it in other states and what's working for them in other states. But the question that came up regarding the actual program itself and availability, I mean, we do have states that are closed, and a good example is the state where Tim is located, because of the fact that Tim is actually in rotation with, I think you got two guys in your area with good budgets, and right now with the amount of leads that we can generate in Washington, we just can't support another agent in that territory. But we do have quite a few states that are currently open. If you are interested, then contact either Craig or Susie or Clyde, and let them know where you're located and let them know what you're looking for, and they can certainly help you. Is that right, Craig? It's okay?
Yeah, in fact, if you're on this call, it's likely you're in an open territory because that's all the people we invited.
Okay.
But, you know, who knows? But, yeah, it's certainly... At the end of the call, we'll give you contact information to call Susie, and she can check the territory to make sure it's available. But if you're on the call, it's likely that would be fine.
Okay, great. And, Tim, another common question that I get is with regards to dripping on the leads. You mentioned that a lot of times you're not ready to buy for 3, 4, 5, or even 6 months. How are you maintaining contact? I know a lot of guys use a drip program of some sorts, a newsletter. How are you staying in contact?
I have a monthly newsletter that I'll put them on, but generally, if I see that they're not ready, I'll always end with, well, how about would it be okay? Could I have your permission to call you back, you know, every, you know, month, 2 months, or whatever it sounds, whether it's appropriate to just check in on you to see, you know, if there's any changes or you're ready to do something. So I'm always asking that question if I can't even have an appointment with them or have not closed the deal, closed any business. And so I always have some kind of question about that. And almost everybody says, yeah, it's all right to call me back, you know. So I just usually do it by phone.
Okay.
But I do put them on, I do put them on my drip list also, on my newsletter drip list.
Okay, good. That's a good tactic, actually. I could tell you from other agents that have been in the program for over a year, they all, every single one of them tell me that their closing ratio doubles when they have their leads on a drip program of some sort, be it newsletter, be it bi-weekly or, sorry, bi-monthly phone calls. You know, if they come across an article, for example, that they might find their clients and prospects might find interesting, well, guess what? They'll forward that to them whenever possible. So That way they're always in their face, because a decision doesn't, you'll find with our program, a decision doesn't happen right away. And hence why, you know, we do have a secondary market as well, what I call age qualified leads, just leads that got never routed. Those leads, there's a market for them as well, because again, people just don't buy right away. There is a cycle, be it 2 months or 3 months, which is what I see, but also you've mentioned that there's even longer cycles as well. How's your time, Tim? Mm-hmm. I know it's 4:30 right now.
Yeah, it's about it is my time right now. I have to get on the road because I'm gonna see someone I used to talk to in Vancouver, and it's about a $300,000 case, and it's looking very, very promising. So.
Good. Keep
good.
It posted.
Good.
Okay.
Thanks, Tim. Hey, have a great drive, and I'll pick it up from here.
Okay, great. I'll see you guys.
Thanks, Tim. Right. Take care.
So I was thinking about, he's been in the business for, well, like you said, 7-8 years, probably most of the time he spent with us. Comes from a construction background, and, you know, just having a blast, you know, working less than he used to and making more than he used to, which is all good. You know, we're in a marketing group. Your objective is always to try to determine, because we're a producer group, a small producer group, and our job is always try to determine, you know, what lead source is really going to fit a person. And that's kind of where I come in, because I'm a seminar guy. You know, I like advisory leads. You know, we have concierge service. We have appointment setting process. We have, you know, client and guest events. We have lots of ways to generate appointments and generate leads. But, you know, not every lead system works for everyone. So our process is trying to figure out, you know, what lead system works best. Because in our business, I mean, we're in the best business in the world if we have new people in front of us. If we don't have new people in front of us, then we're sitting there doing nothing. So in our business, you know, how do we get more people in front of us? Well, you know, a good lead program, and as far as I'm concerned, this is the best one that I've ever seen in my career. That, you know, I get comments all the time, these are the best leads I've ever gotten. Now the lead cost is $200 a lead, and, you know, we want, the advisor world certainly wants someone that has a budget that can pay for those leads, because there's a little bit of lead time there. You might get lucky and close a nice piece of business right off the bat. It might take you 2-3 months. You know, it's just like when you do seminars, you have to commit to the program. I think Kaz will tell me I'm right on the money here, that if you decide the advisor world works and we talk a little bit and I say, well, yeah, these leads will work great for you. You know, then we both got the confidence that, okay, we're good to go. Then you've got to commit to it. I mean, you can't say, I'll be willing to buy 10 leads and see how it goes. You know, that's not going to work. You say, okay, I'm going to do this for the next year. You know, I'm going to add this to my marketing program, or this is going to be my marketing program based on how many leads you can get. If you get 20 leads a month, that's plenty of people to talk to. If you get 10 leads a month, you know, you might want to do something else to keep yourself busy and keep more people coming through your office. I mean, generally, if I'm doing seminars really hard, I'm seeing 6 to 7 brand new people every single day. You know, maybe 2 or 3 existing clients. So it's always busy. But the key is we want it to be productive busy, and we want the lead source to fit you. Now, Clyde, are you on the line, Clyde? I haven't heard you yet. No, I guess Clyde's not on the line. Because don't you think that's true when you start the lead program? It's not let me buy 10, see how it goes. It's like you make a commitment to the program, and then, you know, for a year.
Exactly.
Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's really important to understand sort of the mentality, the approach with our leads. And again, I mean, it all comes down to sort of the sales cycle. I mean, there's guys that close their first lead right away, and there's guys that don't close their first lead. They may close their 17th or 20th. I had a situation where one agent closed his first lead after 32 leads. And it just comes down to fine-tune your process, because we know, I mean, the average is 1 in 10. So you spend $2,000 to acquire one client. You take Tim Ozog's situation where his average premium is $200,000, commission of what, say 6%, that's $12,000 on a $2,000 investment to get that one client. But you still go through 9 leads. It doesn't mean those 9 leads you can toss out the window, though. It means that most of those leads you can actually still work. You drip on them, and they'll come due in the future. So that's the mentality you have to approach, is that I'm building my pipeline right now because I'm starting off. And when that pipeline is full, guess what? As many agents would say, I don't have to worry about the upcoming year. I've got, you know, $10 million on the table. I've got $5 million on the table that I'm working with. So That's the key. That's the key message, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Craig. Is that you need to look at it as a system, a process, and if you stick to the process, you will succeed because you are not alone. You've got the expertise of both Craig and Clyde there to help you, to coach you on working lean successfully. They've coached 27 agents successfully in our program. There's 27 agents that have made a lot of money off our leads. Because of their coaching efforts. I mean, the leads are great, but if you don't know how to work the leads, well, you might as well just pack it in and give up. So with the expertise of Craig and Clyde, you will succeed as long as you stick to the process.
Yeah, one thing we're not even considering because we really haven't seen it yet is, I brought this up to Tim, and it's the same with the seminar person, just one piece of business. But here, we're doing one piece of business, what the client wants to talk about. But then we haven't really been involved in the lead program long enough to see that what a secondary business pops in, which is going to be even bigger than the first piece of business.
Yeah.
Because now they're a client. Once someone's done this program for a year and a half or 2 years, then we're going to really start to see that I bet what's going to happen is that secondary business pipeline from the existing clients you brought in from these leads, that's going to produce as much or more than the brand new leads you're working.
Exactly.
That's really when you see your business explode.
Yeah.
And that's what I expect to see, because I've seen that with seminars all the time over and over again, and this is no different. These are just brand new people coming into your practice. Once they've been a client for a year or two, you're going to find out way more about them. You're going to do more business with them. You're going to help with their estate planning process. There's going to be life insurance business in there. There's long-term care business in there. All kinds of business in there that we haven't touched yet. And now they've been a client for a while, and they really begin to trust us. We've seen them 3 or 4 times in the office, at least 2 or 3 times probably. They've been on our newsletter every month. We email them once in a while about things. These are going to be really good clients, and that's really what I expect to see, the business double. As long as you don't forget, continue to keep adding new people to your practice, because what happens is all of a sudden you see that your existing clientele are really producing a lot of business for you. And you say, okay, well, I guess I don't need any more leads. Well, what happens is, you stop getting leads, and eventually your clientele, your business air dries up a little bit, then you have to start over again.
Yeah.
So, it's always a process of continuing to add new people, and then working with the existing clients. And that's one of the things we really delve into is, re-meeting with these clients, re-profiling with these clients, every 6 months, every 8 months, at least once a year, is reprofile them, see how they're doing, see what's up, look for additional areas where you can help them. If there are, you'll find them. And, a lot of times I'm setting up business that's maybe, even with my existing clients, it's maybe a year away, or maybe it's 6 months away. If I have a client with an annuity coming due, but the annuity doesn't come due for 12 months, I'm not going to wait for 12 months to see them. I'm going to see them now and say, hey, this is coming due in 12 months. Right now we're fine, but in 12 months we're going to have to make some kind of decision as to keep it, cash it, or transfer it. And then I'll see them 6 months later and go, okay, this is coming due in 6 months. We're going to have to make a decision. So guess what happens when I call them when it comes due? They're prepared. They're prepared to come in to talk about it. And what we do is, who knows what we'll do, but they're prepared. And that's one of the things that we help our guys introduce into their practices, how to generate that repeat business, that ongoing business relationship by setting up way before you're going to do it. Even with an existing client that's been a client for years and years and years, sometimes I have clients that have been clients for 20 years. If I want to make a change, I'm still going to take 2 appointments to do it. I'm going to introduce the opportunity, the problem, what we're trying to solve. Here's my idea. Let me think about it before we do anything. And then let me go do some research. I'll bring them back a week later and say, here's what I found. And every time we do it, but I don't have to do that. I could probably do it in the first appointment, but it just seems right to take your time, even with an existing client. And with these clients, certainly, that's the right strategy is the educational approach. Because I guarantee you, as soon as you get into the sales mode, they're going to feel it and they're not going to like it. They do not go on the Internet for someone to come try to sell them something. That's the opposite of what they want. They want the Internet to educate themselves.
Yep.
Well, luckily for them, I'm there so I can help educate them. I can speed up the process. Don't you think that's kind of the key to the whole working the whole lead? causes is they didn't come to be sold, they came to be educated?
Oh, for sure. And I mentioned before, I mean, the guy that goes in that's a hard closer does not do well in the program, and I've had a number of guys that with that personality and approach be unsuccessful, and the guys who come on board, like the Tims and like the other agents you have on board that want to educate, do very well. And hence why that you're looking at two or three appointments rather than one. I'm not saying that a hard closer can actually do well in the program. There are some hard closers that do quite well, but the best approach is definitely to tell them what's out there, to provide them literature, information on annuities and what they're looking for, and to make sure that they're well aware that you're the expert. A lot of times they think they're experts, but they don't do this 24/7, right? You're the agent. You're the expert. You do this as a job. They don't do it as a job. So get them to listen to you. I mean, a lot of times it's confidence and knowledge. With knowledge comes confidence. And so make sure that you're up to date with all the products. I mean, that's going to only help you on that phone call, on that initial phone call. The one thing you didn't mention there, and then the one thing I know you guys do as well, is ask for referrals. And I can actually give you a name of an agent that actually retired from our program because he only started now asking for referrals. He worked with us for 2 years, Carl Zimmerman, and basically built a business off our leads and decided to actually go to his existing client database to ask for referrals. And lo and behold, he just got overwhelmed, and basically he's retired now. He's just working off the current book he's got and retired off a program. So that was one. That was actually nice to hear, the first agent to retire off our advisor world leads.
Yeah, well, he'll come back. I guarantee you, he'll want to continue to have fresh faces in there. But you're right, even, Michael Stokes in my backyard here, probably, I don't know what the percentage is, but I bet 20% of his business now comes from referrals from existing clients that he developed from these leads.
It's crazy. I can tell you, every conversation I've had with a producer that's been on the program for at least 6 months, that's done business, they've told me about other deals. I can tell you, I mean, they either sell the husband and then sell the wife an annuity. One guy came back, and he was. I had a conversation with one gentleman. He's got a securities license, and he told me that he closed his first deal after about, I think it was like 18 or 19 leads, and I was going, Mike, why are you so happy? You know, you're kind of below the average here. And he goes, you know what, Cos? I sold the guy an annuity, sold the wife a life insurance policy, and now I'm looking at money management. So that's a huge win off one lead, and that's always the possibility with our leads.
Yeah, just for now. The key is, you know, consistency, making sure that you're the right person for this type of lead, and we'll probably wrap things up here in a second. One of the things I can do for the folks on the call, if you want, is I'm happy to set up kind of a one-on-one call with you for maybe 30 minutes. You have time to do that, and just to kind of get to know you a little bit to make sure that if you're interested in this lead program, that it's going to fit you, it's going to work for you. I'm pretty good at what I do, and I'm pretty good at identifying who's going to work well with these leads and who might work, you know, better in a different lead program. You never know where you're going to fall in, or should this be your only lead program, or should this supplement an existing program you have, or can you mix or match two or three different things that we do to really get yourself busy? You know, business is like a thermostat. We can turn it up, we can turn it down. You know, I'm kind of a worker, so my thermostat's always turning up high. You know, I want you know, a full schedule every single day. It keeps me busy. Keeps me out of trouble. But everyone's a little different. You know, Tim, you know, wants to go home and have a glass of wine and make himself some dinner. You know, me, I'd probably be on the phone and call those people at 7 o'clock at night. That's where I'd be. You know, different personalities. So here's what I want you to do. If you're interested in talking with me, and it's just, you know, just one-on-one, just, you know, you talk with Craig, give Susie a call. Her phone number is 800-567-6010. I'll repeat that. It's 800-567-6010. And just tell her you're on the call, you want to set up a 30-minute call with Craig, so she can control my schedule. You can also email her at www.randall2lsmarketinggroup.com. I'm sorry, that's a website. It'd be Susie@randallmarketinggroup.com. Same Randall with two L's. So email Susie at susie@randommarketinggroup.com. Just email her or call her at 800-567-6010 and tell her that you want a 30-minute call with me. She'll set it up. She'll put on both our schedules. We'll talk for a brief bit, make sure that it fits, and see if you're someone that we might want to work together with, and maybe you want to work with us. We'll just wait and see. But the key is, I want to make sure that if you're paying good money for a lead program, I want to make sure you're spending good money. You know, I don't mind spending money on marketing. I just want to make sure it's going to work. I don't want to waste my money. I don't know if anyone on the line has ever bought a lead list. I've purchased 2 lead lists in my 25-year career, and both times it was just a waste of money. You know, I got a big list of 100 people, and I called them or had my assistant call them. These people had no idea why I was calling. Who are you? How did you get my phone number? You know, that's kind of how it went. These leads, these internet leads, they're expecting a call. I mean, they've already talked to someone in advisor world that profiled them, asked them some open-ended questions, got a conversation going. So the ice is already broken. Now they're expecting a call. They're not expecting an email or a bunch of information emailed to them or illustrations or anything else. They're expecting a phone call from the local advisor world person. And if I'm that local advisor world person, they're waiting for my phone call. And it may take a few attempts to contact them. You may have to contact them by email. You know, because computer people, they want on a computer, and maybe I won't contact them on the phone, but I'll start the conversation over email. You know, but I'm going to get a hold of them somehow. But we've actually put together an appointment setting system that, believe it or not, we did this primarily in Southern California, where we started the binder concept. But we've got, if you can contact the person, if you get them on the phone, we're actually able to set appointments with at least 80% of the people we get on the phone, which is kind of an unheard-of number. You know, that's a big number, isn't it, Cos?
Oh, that's enormous. I mean, the best numbers before you even mentioned Stokes and the guys that you're working with was 40%. So that's a great concept piece. I've given that idea to other agents that are struggling, and now they're doing quite well. So I really appreciate that idea. And it sounds so simple, but it works fabulously.
Because yeah, you can't email a binder, you have to deliver it, which is always the fun thing to say. You know, can you email me the binder? No, I can't email a binder. You know, it's a 3-ring binder. How can I email that?
Exactly.
You know, it just makes perfect sense. You have to deliver it. And it's just a quick thing you put together. But, you know, if we can get appointments, even if you don't do that, even if you get appointments with 40% of the people, that's still good. But if you get appointments with 80% of the people you contact, then you know, doing business with 1 out of 10 leads or 2 out of 10 leads, that becomes doing business with 3 or 4 out of 10 leads. So there's double the appointments. I mean, that's really, really good. Average piece of business is $200,000 and some change, and we're spending $200 per lead. You know, if we close 4 pieces of business, that's huge. If we close 1 piece of business, that's good. But if we can get it to 4, and granted, there's going to be months, and everyone knows this, there's going to be months when just nothing closes. You know, it all gets postponed, which is okay. That's feeding the pipeline. You know, because eventually you're going to have a pipeline so full that every month there's going to be something happening. It could be from 6 months ago. It could be from this month. We don't know. But if you fill that pipeline and keep filling it and filling it and then doing additional business with those people down the road too, this is an unbelievable opportunity, especially with interest rates so low. I mean, people, you know, they're getting tired of renewing their CDs at less than 1%. You know, it gives us all kinds of opportunities now to really help these people and really help our business, too. So, wrapping up, Cos, do you have any wrap-up comments? And we'll just call it a day.
Yeah, not really. I mean, you guys have been very helpful with your agents. I know you take care of your agents and you train them very well to work our program and have had a lot of success. So, any agent on this program, feel free to definitely contact these individuals. I mean, they offer more than just access to a lead program, but they also give you access to a wealth of information that will help you not only close more business, but also get more appointments and bring in more money into your business. So I would definitely call Craig. Craig's been doing this for quite some time, Craig. So, you know, don't miss out on this opportunity because, again, you know, we only have a few states available that are open right now. I mean, questions have come up about states and that are available, and other questions here about, you know, what do you suggest for leads per month? And these are great questions, and Craig can actually answer those questions based on his conversations with you know 20 or 30 agents that are on our program. Right?
Yeah, so if you're interested, again, just give Susie a call at 800-567-6010. Tell you want a 30-minute call, and we'll chat for a little bit. I just want to make sure you're spending money that's well-spent money, and we'll go from there. So I want to thank everyone for attending the call. Hope you enjoyed yourselves. We got this done a little faster because Tim had an appointment, which is great. And enjoy the rest of the day. I hope I wish you all success. Talk to you all later.
Have a good day.
Bye, Todd. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.